This is the Perfectly Mentored Podcast with your host, Jason Portnoy.
We are live. Good morning, Megan. How are you?
I am well. How about yourself?
I'm well, thank you. We are recording this. I don't know when you're listening to this, but we're recording it post-Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving, Megan?
It's good.
Lots of turkey?
Lots of family time. Yeah, lots of food, lots of turkey.
Lots of family time? Good thing or a bad thing?
Mostly a good thing.
I'm kidding. Of course, it's always a good thing. Please. Any fights? Like, you know, sometimes you hear about all these like fights that break out on Thanksgiving. Nothing? Calm?
Nope. No fights to report. It was pretty peaceful. Yeah.
Good. Get to be home. You were home for almost like 2 weeks.
Well, I think it was like a week, but
felt like 2 weeks.
Sometimes toward the end, it felt like 2 weeks. It did.
Good. Well, I hope you celebrated nicely. I hope everyone listening had a good Thanksgiving. A lot to be thankful for. You know, world is a bit chaotic, but we could always find things to be a little grateful for and put on the right lens and the right perspective on things and always find things to be thankful for. So kind of like the idea of Thanksgiving. So let's kind of jump into the show. This is the Ask Jason show. It's a live Q&A show. You could submit your questions in the comments below. You could email them to us. To Megan. I don't really check these things. Megan just hits me on the fly with some questions. So let's kind of jump in, Megan. Do we have any questions today, or is this a wrap up quickly?
We've got five.
Five questions. All right, let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it. Five questions, right, and then again, we can answer more. Just put in the comments. We got time blocked off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This question is from Tom. What do you consider the slowest part of the year for an e-commerce business?
Before I answer that question, you know what I was just thinking? I was thinking, like, next time we're in Nashville together, we should film the Ask Jason show live. Just do a live. When you are in the same place. All right. Sorry. Back to the question. That's squirrel brain going for you right here. The slowest time for an e-commerce store. Was that the question?
Yes. For sales.
Look, obviously depends, right? If you sell swimwear, I would imagine wintertime being a very low period for you. Although depending on where you're selling to, if you're only selling locally, then if you're in wintertime and you're living in a cold place, then like I'm in Montreal, Canada right now. So if I tried to sell bathing suits right now in this weather and being like, it would kind of be a bit slower than when it starts getting warm outside. So I think every store has their seasonality. And I think every business owner, I like the question, and I'm not going to rip on this question with a, it depends, right? And give you that the typical Jason answer. And the reason being is I like this question because it leads to a bigger conversation. And that's every business owner and e-commerce store owner needs to know their seasonality, because there's always peaks and valleys in everything. There's no store that's just consistently scale. There's peaks and valleys with everything. And if you could know where your peaks and valleys are, you could weather those storms. You could come up with different ideas. Maybe that time you don't focus on really focusing on sales, but you focus on how can I capture more people onto my email list? How can I maybe do some contests? How do I keep engagement going? If I can't sell them some stuff, how do we keep the branding going so that when it is time for our season? And then you don't sit there and be like, oh man, why is this month so bad? Because you know April typically is your slower month. Now, that doesn't mean we just let all sales go down to zero, right? There's ways to subsidize it. Maybe you have some flash sales, but you get to be a little bit more creative. And I think most business owners, most store owners don't know their valleys. They also don't know when their peaks are, except for like Black Friday and those time periods, but they don't really know when to go all in and when to you know, maybe take a step back and shift strategies a little bit. So I like that question for that reason, because it poses, it brings to the forefront that every store owner should know those things. The next thing I'll say is that typically right after Black Friday or Cyber Monday, depending on when you're listening to this, right now we're on Cyber Monday. It's a very busy time for our agency right now and for our clients. But right after Cyber Monday, you hit a little bit of a valley, right? Because you just went all out. It's usually your biggest month, your biggest sales time period for most store owners. There was another record broken. It was the biggest Black Friday history. It broke last year's. So every year we're seeing records get broken. The numbers are still rolling in, especially when Cyber Monday is going to come in, but Black Friday set records. So you have to know that after that, there's going to be a dip because people are all bought out. So you can't be like, in a week from now, hey, how come sales are slow? Dude, everyone literally just maxed out every card possible in order to buy all the stuff that they don't even need because it was just on discount. Mm-hmm. So you have to understand there's gonna be valleys. What we're really good at, I think, as an agency is we see this almost after every sale, whether it's a Labor Day sale or a 4th of July sale. Black Friday just tends to be the biggest because it's just a big sale period, but there's always a dip. And we're very good at rebounding off the dip because we prepare for it. We know how to cut spend. We prepare for it. So it goes back to preparation. But that's usually the period, like right after or like around holidays or like right after Christmas time. There's a slow period. Most people are away. Summers tend to be slower a lot for a lot of e-commerce brands because people are outside more. They're not on the computers. Like, it really does depend. But I wanted to answer this in a larger context. Mm-hmm.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Okay. What is the best platform for me to use for my online clothing business?
Shopify.
Shopify. Okay.
I mean, we could answer that. You could hard code your own website and build your own customizable website. But right now, there's nothing better than Shopify.
Okay.
Like, just for the ease of use. Like, if you're a business owner, like, I mean, depends how, for the person who's asking this type of question, Shopify.
Okay. Are there other options out there?
Yeah, you could build your own site. You could use Magento. You could use a lot of different things. I guess it depends how many sales you have, how customizable you want your site to be. There's restrictions when it's not your exact site and you're using themes or whatnot. But now things are getting a lot better from a customizable standpoint on a lot of these platforms. But I mean, for 99% of the cases I've ever come across, it's Shopify.
Okay. All right. This is from Jennifer. What's the most valuable thing I can get out of a coaching program if I choose to join one?
Hey, Jason here. I hate to interrupt this episode. You're probably enjoying it so much right now. And thank you for paying attention to it and tuning into this episode. Look, the truth is, I really need a favor from you. We really want to keep getting this in the hands of more and more people. So if you could do me a favor and head on over and leave a 5-star review, leave us a review, leave us some comments, share it with friends, spread the love. It would mean the world to me. As well, continue the conversation with me on Instagram at Jason Portnoy. Follow along there. Look forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much. Now let's get back to the episode. You could have the most enriched life, live your happiest life, making more money, having more moments, more peace of mind. That's a pretty solid outcome. I mean, so I don't understand the question. You get from a coaching program what you're looking for, and then you hopefully have a coach that will give you what you need and not necessarily just what you want and set you on the right path to achieving it. But it comes from knowing what you want or having a coach help you figure out what you want, which I think is priceless too. If you can't figure out what you want and you need help with that. Clarity, peace of mind, more money, you know, more time with your family back, building a business. Like, those are all benefits that come from a coaching program. Those may not be the benefits you want, but you look for a coaching program that's going to help you solve a problem you're in. So I don't really understand the question. So that's just going to be my final answer on it.
Okay. All right. This is from Tanya. I have a small brick and mortar clothing business or clothing boutique. Is there an ideal time of the year for me to open my store? Brick and mortar.
She has a store, but she wants to know when to open her store.
Well, I guess she's preparing
9 a.m.
to open it. I don't think that's what she means. Ideal time of the year. I guess she means to launch, to open. So
she doesn't have a brick and mortar store. She wants to start She does, but she wants to know when she should open it.
Jason.
I don't understand the question.
The way I'm interpreting it is that she is getting ready.
Megan's getting feisty on me, not liking my answers today. Wow. Letting me hear it. I like this.
Sometimes I have to get sassy back.
Wow.
So
protecting the people. You are protecting the people. You represent the people asking this question. I like it. I like it. You take their defense. Don't come in my defense. Take the defense of people who don't ask questions properly. Go for that. I want them to have a voice. You be the voice of those people, Megan. I like it.
I'm interpreting this as she's getting ready to physically launch a clothing boutique. What time of year is the best time of year to do so? Summer, winter, that's what I'm interpreting.
Okay. So we're gonna let Megan interpret the question and ask the question. Okay. Yeah. Doesn't matter. I mean, look, if you're selling bathing suits, kind of matters when you're gonna open. I wouldn't open in January, unless you live in California or Hawaii and you could buy bathing suits all year round. No, I mean, obviously you don't want to open up during Christmas break when no one's in town and you can't get any traffic there. You don't want to open up at a time that gives you the best possibility to succeed. But I mean, you still need to advertise and get people into the store. So the time you open bothers me less than what's your marketing strategy or your ability to ask questions. That bothers me more, but just kidding. That was another one for Megan right there.
I know.
the real answer is it depends what you're selling. It depends what you're selling, and you will just want to find a time to maximize it. So if you know that there's a time of year that like most tourists come, like you see like all these like stores in like Nantucket or the Hamptons and all these places that do really, really well during tourist season time. If that's the type of store you're opening, then you open up when that happens or right before. So it gives you the chance to do a little dry run and see what happens and work out all the kinks. But yeah, aside from that, that's really it. If you're just like a regular brand and you're opening a brand in a local shopping mall, I mean, it usually doesn't matter unless you're selling something that's seasonal based.
Okay.
By the way, that's why big malls command big prices, right? Because they already have the traffic there for you. So they bake that in.
That's a good point. That's something I didn't know. Good point. Okay.
She's back on my side. Won her over again.
All right. Now it's time for my question of the week.
I shaved too much. I'm looking very, very like a little 5-year-old boy. 5-year-old boy who's losing his hair, but yeah. Too much of a shave. Chloe, my daughter, actually told me to shave and she wanted to shave me. And then I did it a little bit, left some stubble, and she's like, no more. And this is what happens when you listen to your 3-year-old. You end up looking like a 3-year-old. You end up looking like a 3-year-old. But yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Got caught by my own reflection.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
This is your question?
Yeah.
Hey. I like the idea behind Thanksgiving, like not like the whole you know, like pilgrims and things like that, but like the idea of giving thanks and being thankful for things and doing that. But there's just something about New Year's that I really, really, really like. I like that it's like quiet. I'm a big fan of quiet. It's the same thing like Christmas Eve. You know, you look out the window and it's like all quiet outside, and you know, there's just like, it's like really cool feel. Like it's a weird feeling I can't explain, but like you're looking outside and it's just so like peaceful. Like everything's just so peaceful. And there's that after December 31st, I used to love like New Year's Eve and going partying and whatnot. But now there's like, you know, you look out, like it's just a little bit peaceful, like unless you're in Times Square. But there's that like calmness. January 1st is usually a bit dead in the morning. So you wake up in the morning and there's that like quiet feeling because most people are still asleep. Everyone's off work. There's no traffic really on January 1st going on. And the idea of everyone wanting to make changes in their life. Everyone figuring out, like most people don't keep it. And most people wait to January 1st to make the change, which is incredibly stupid because you should be making the change now. Why wait? But the idea that they realize that their lives could be enriched somehow, or that they want better, or that they want, like, this is what we do, right? This is the whole point of Amplify and our consulting business and our coaching and whatnot, of helping people just amplify their lives and become better, whether it's in business, whether it's in life or a certain area. Like, that's what I love. That's why I love the consulting and the coaching side. So there's that moment that everyone truly wakes up and realizes it. Hey, I could get better in this area. I could be a better husband, or I could be a better mother, or I could be, you know, a better sibling, or I could be a better boss. I could be a better business owner. I could focus more on this. I want to get my health in order. I want to, like, there's that moment that they all just realize it. And I wish people realize that all year round, right? That you can always make changes all year round. But there's just something special about that like everyone has these goals that they want to set forward and enrich their lives and better their lives. There's something really special about that.
Okay.
What about you? What's your favorite holiday? Christmas.
I was going to say, I do like Christmas, but I like Halloween.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Halloween's always been my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about Halloween? I'm shocked by that answer. I don't see you as the Halloween, like all out Halloween.
Not the, like, I like the kid friendly Halloween. I don't like the like slasher movie kind of stuff.
Got it.
I like the wholesome Halloween decor.
Yeah, I'd have to rethink this. Like, are you like some sort of like like slasher? Like, it's so not you.
Not at all.
So not your type.
No, I hate that kind of stuff. No.
pre Savannah, pre having a kid, was Halloween still your favorite?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So having a kid just amplified it.
Yes, and I've picked her Halloween costume every year. But we'll see. I'm sure next year we'll probably
enjoy it while you can. Enjoy while you're
exactly.
Allowed.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you dress up with her?
Totally.
Do you like matching costumes?
We might do like a coordinating costume. Yeah.
Got it. Like Elsa and Anna.
No. If that's what next year, we'll see what she picks. So that might end next year, but yeah.
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 Does she want to dress up as Jimmy Buffett yet?
I don't know. Maybe next year. Maybe I'll put that in her ear, and maybe I can work on that and kind of.
Yes. Start now. Start now. 11 months is not too early. Let's go.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
All right. Sometimes I have it, sometimes I don't. And then when I don't, trust me, you yell at me live in front of, you know, thousands of people watching. You yell at me. So I got to stay on my toes. Thank you, Megan. As always, if you have any questions, put them in the comments below. We'll get to them next week. Thank you for your attention. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you all next week.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Thank you for your attention. And if you made it this far, you're clearly somebody who wants to take their business to the next level. You want to get better. And I understand that being an entrepreneur sometimes can feel like a little bit of a lonely journey, which is why being part of a thriving community of like-minded people is just so important. It was super helpful in my own development as well. And as is the ability to instantly get answers to the questions you may have in order to grow and scale your business. It's for that reason why I launched a consulting coaching program called the Market Domination Method. And guess what? If you're listening to this and you hear this, we're open for applications right now for new members to join. So to request an invitation or to book a free diagnostic call it a game plan call. I'll literally sit with you and demonstrate the value that we could bring to your business on that call. Let's jump on a call. We'll discuss ways you could possibly grow your business. Head on over to jportnoy.com, jportnoy.com. You'll find all the different ways you could work together. It's going to be the best business decision you'll make. So hope to speak soon. Head on over to jportnoy.com, book that free game plan call, and I look forward to talking to you soon.